Hi, my name's John Haverlick, and I'm doing commentary today to support the election of Jonathan Kreis Tompkins for the House of Representatives in Alaska. Jonathan's been our representative for several years, and he's done an outstanding job, and he's not been a stranger to Petersburg. He comes here very often, has community meetings, coffee hours, and is very open to people just coming in and talking to him about their views, and he listens, which is unusual for a politician. And he's had some amazing accomplishments. He was one of the co-sponsors of the No Budget, No Pay legislation that got over 50,000 signatures statewide in support of. Basically, that if the legislature doesn't pass a budget in 121 days, they don't get paid. And amazingly, 2 years ago, they went for three extra sessions. This past year, after this legislation came about and the legislature passed their own, they passed a budget in 121 days. It also included that they can't take any contributions in meals or drinks from lobbyists to exceed $100. So he's really making a difference, and he's making a difference in great ways. He also capped subsidies to the oil companies, tax credits. And the other thing that was really great, especially for Southeast and shows that he's listening to us, he added $20 million, which was equaled 8 more weeks of service on our Southeast ferries that have been cut back enormously. And this is a great contribution. The other great contribution he's made in legislation is he added $30 million to the student allocation funding for our schools, which we all know is extremely, extremely important. So he's secured funding for the ferries, secured funding for education. And to me, the most important thing, he's in Petersburg on site often to talk to anybody, listen to anyone, and hear their views. He may not agree with them, but at least he wants to know what people in Petersburg are thinking. To me, that's the opposite of his opponent, Mr. Wien. I have seen Mr. Wien in Petersburg as many times as I've seen Bigfoot, just not ever. And I know that he does not like to listen to other people. He only likes his own views. And to me, that's the opposite of what we need in a legislator in Juneau. We want someone to listen to us like Jonathan and not have his mind made up like Mr. Wien seems to already be predisposed to his own ideas. So please vote for Jonathan in this next election. He has supported Petersburg often. He's been here often. He's almost like a member of our community. And he cares about what happens in Alaska. And also on a closing note, if you hate salmon, if you hate fishing, if you hate fishing men and women, vote for Proposition 1. Thank you.